In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our focus today, as we celebrate the life of St. Edward the Confessor, our very own saint, buried behind the high altar of this church, takes us back 1,000 years to an age almost lost in the mists of history, before the Norman conquest in 1066. But we do know a little of Edward the Confessor. He was the son of King Ethelred the Unready and his queen, Emma of Normandy. Ethelred had been on the throne of England from the age of 12 and died in 1016 when he was 50, having lost his throne to Viking invaders and then gained it briefly again between invasions. The successful Danish invader Canute succeeded him and reigned until 1035. Meanwhile, Ethelred's wife and sons, including Edward the Confessor at the age of 11, went into exile in Normandy in northern France. And there he grew up and indeed lived for a quarter of a century. Emma didn't like living in exile and arranged to marry Canute. So she abandoned her son Edward. And Edward's half-brother, her son Arthur Canute, was to reign for 2 years after his father's death until 1042. Meanwhile, young Edward was left more or less to his own devices, but took the throne of England when he was 37 in 1042 and reigned until his death on the 5th of January 1066. Exile and isolation had probably made Edward independent and courageous, and taking back and holding the throne required precisely this strength of character.